Show.
Oh, you actually said you're going.
Wow.
Hello, and welcome to Across the Park, an in-depth program looking at what may happen if you plant too many winter jasmines in your garden this season, and also sport. Joel Kasem are my names, and the name of someone else in this room is about to be said by my mouth. That's right, there's only two of us today, and we will explain why shortly, but please just let me introduce him. That's right. It's a man who unbelievably didn't make the Queen's Honours list. Yeah. It's Mick Rad.
Hey! Oh, at least we still got a studio audience here. It's always good.
Well, yeah, I mean, I said there's two of us. We also have this room full of people.
Yeah.
We've got producers and everything. It's amazing. But no Gabby.
No Gabby.
No Gabby.
It feels so empty without her here.
It is really weird. It is really weird. This is the first time I think we've ever done just the two of us.
Yeah.
And actually, we were also going to have a fourth person. We were going
to
have a
special
guest. We've
gone from four to two in like the matter of hours.
It was like literally a matter of hours. We had this whole show planned. And it's just gone to crap.
But we still keep it going.
We're
going
to keep going.
No breaks. We could have all fallen apart at the seams. We could have called in reserve grade
players.
I did try and call reserve grade players.
Doesn't matter.
No one could make it.
You don't have to mention that. Yeah, so look, we tried. We tried to get a third person.
That's all right.
Didn't happen. I'm unwell, if you can't tell. My voice sounds
I know, it could have
a
just
lot
been
like
me.
Yours.
Oh, yeah, the other week.
Much. I was like, oh, yeah. But, I mean, you've got that deep voice.
I think I sound a bit sexier.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You always sound sexy. Let's be honest. But, yes, today my voice is rotten, and I apologize for that. So just hit mute when I'm talking and just bring it back up when Mick's talking.
Just wipe off that microphone when you finish, right?
I'll do my best. I'll do what you did that time.
Oh.
Sounds great on radio.
It does.
Hey.
Yeah.
You're here. So how was your sporting week?
Yeah, as usual, I don't have a lot to report as far as what I did, but I did this thing where I went to Canberra last weekend.
Yes.
And trying to be energetic, because we went and ate a burger, as I do, is Broad Burger. It's like a big thing in Canberra. You get a Broad Burger, you go to the brewery, and you drink beers and eat burgers.
Okay.
And then we went home and had cheese, lots of cheese and chips and
like a cheese
snacks
plate
and stuff. So I was feeling pretty chub by the Sunday.
But that's a good kind of, that's a great feeling.
It was a nice.
Full
of
cheese.
That was cold, you know, you're sitting inside drinking wine and cheese. I was drinking the cheese, not the wine. What?
That's better. Melted cheese.
And then we went for a massive walk. We walked around Lake Billy Griffin, but not all the way, just the inner way, in a bowl area from like bridge to bridge. It was beautiful. It was nice and cool and did a nice little, you know, jog around. Did those little things where you have those little exercise things along the way and pretend that you do them, the exercise.
Oh, is, like is those it, little exercise. Yeah, I see. Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to say what you said, but those little, like you can do like, they've got like, you can pull your own weight and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, some people use those things instead of gyms.
Really?
They go and do those little exercise things down at the park and don't pay $100 million for a gym.
I guess it kind of makes sense. I mean, you are literally just going up against your own body weight. So
yeah. It's just like...
It's not stupid.
Yeah. If you don't have your own gym equipment, which, like, really, who does?
Yeah. No one.
Do you ever use gyms?
Yeah, I go to the gym.
Do you actually go to the gym?
I know, looking at me, you think I don't. But yes, I go to the gym.
Okay. What do you work on? What are you, cardio man?
Yeah. No, definitely not cardio weights? Man. No, I'm more about weights. Yeah.
Is it really?
I like weights, yeah. Stop looking at me like that. I've got a jumper on today. So it's fine.
I'm just looking for those biceps.
There's biceps here, mate.
Okay,
trust me.
Good, good.
I just got to...
We should have an arm wrestling competition.
Can we?
Live on air.
When Gab comes back, she can judge it.
Oh, that'd be great.
It'd be great. Fantastic.
How was your sporting week?
Man, like I said, I've been sick.
Oh,
so
you've been sick.
I've done
That's a good
nothing.
Excuse.
And it is. I feel like it's a good excuse because last weekend I just felt rubbish. I was really angry. I couldn't. Actually, no, I did go to the gym. I did.
You did?
Yeah.
On the weekend when you're sick?
Yeah.
Wow.
I did.
Commitment.
Yeah. I went quite early in the morning. I was like, oh, I might as well go.
Yeah.
And then I got home and I went, shouldn't have done that.
No.
Really regret it. Quite sore. My muscles are sore now.
Yeah.
And not like more like fever pain rather than I've actually done some nice workout.
Oh, like an actual flu.
Yeah.
Did you get a flu shot this year?
I did.
Oh, maybe it's a different flu.
Yeah, maybe. That other one.
Yeah.
That rascal. So yeah, I have done nothing apart from that.
But you did get some nice spanking new headphones.
I have got new headphones.
Oh, they look so nice. Do I sound bassy?
You sound fantastic.
Oh, in thanks.
A, you sound amazing. Yeah, I've got some radio headphones. I figure I've been doing this for
like a grown-up radio
a while now.
Now.
I should actually get some headphones rather than just like, I don't know what I've been doing before that. Okay, so look, like I said, Gabby's not on the show today.
Yeah.
But I'm going to call her.
Oh, yeah. Isn't she here? We've got to find out.
We think she might be getting an MRI.
Oh.
So this is the whole reason she's not here. She's had a bit of an accident.
Oh.
So live on air, I am going to call her.
Yeah, okay.
Do something.
Do it.
A little bit different.
I want to hear I want to hear all of the... Oh, yeah.
So if I press this...
Yeah. Yes. Go.
Okay, I've got to get her number up. This is quality radio. I feel like people can understand what her number is if I do it like that.
No.
So I'll just turn her down for one sec.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not even doing it. It's our producer. And thank you, producer, for doing this on air for
us. I've never
us.
Even been worked out how to do that. You've just done it in one go. Straight away. Oh, wait. Are we pretending to be someone else?
Yeah. Oh.
Hello.
Yeah, g'day. This is Joel and Mick from Wednesday Drive.
Oh, my God, have I won?
Yes, well done. You've got the 200th caller, and you win a cold, icy cold can of Fanta.
That's what you win, Gab. You couldn't even get away from us.
Never.
No, we feel very empty without you here.
We are very lost without you.
We're just like running around in circles, bumping in the walls. We're not quite sure what to do, what to say. Save us, Gabby. How are you anyway? How are you?
I'm looking up all the symptoms of concussion.
Oh, dear.
And I definitely tick all the boxes, but there's a second list that's symptoms for children, but I have more of the children's symptoms than anything else, and the main one is I've been crying excessively.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't cry, Gab.
Well, I don't know. I told you guys, right, about what happened on the weekend.
Yes, but, I mean, you've only told us, and I feel like our listener should also be able to know what happened to you. Is that okay?
Our one listener.
Yes.
Yes. So I got fully kook slammed on the weekend.
What slam?
Pretty kook slammed.
Kook slammed.
A kook is a bad surfer that slammed into me very, very hard on their giant 10-foot Malibu surfboard, which is solid fiberglass, directly into my noggin.
Oh, ouch. Man.
Yeah.
And
pretty bad.
And so this knocked you out?
Yeah, it knocked me out, went black, and sort of came to like a whole bunch of other surfers that kind of like pulled me up and lifted me up onto a board and started sort of, yeah, paddling me to a shore because I couldn't really do it myself. And I mean, I made it to shore. I was absolutely fine. I was standing up and like, you know, it was all fine. But yeah, it was a real, like, it's still very sore on the side of my head. Still got like a really, because it kind of impacted on the ear too, so very sore ear.
Yeah.
And neck, because it kind of hit me so hard that I like threw my neck quite quickly to the left. So yeah, I mean, I've been surfing for a while and I've never been railroaded like that before, like fully steam trained. Like, it would have been pretty funny to watch because I was just sitting there and this giant male just came and just like drove over the top of me.
Was there? Did they apologize?
Nah.
Nothing.
What?
Nah.
Just surfed on.
Nah.
Surfed into the.
Well, I think from what I saw, so there was a whole bunch of surfers that came and kind of supported me and brought me back in, and I saw them a few days later, and they said that she was there, but I she never came up to me and said sorry. It's not from what I can remember, but because this is like a pretty like serious local spot, you know, this is a pretty remote little surfing spot that everybody loves, and the locals are very protective of it, and they don't like people that don't follow the surf rules. So they were pretty angry that that she didn't say sorry and that she doesn't really know the surfing etiquette. As they would say. So there was a few angry locals that wanted to come down and get a...
Yeah, pretty high on that etiquette list would be not smashed into people's heads
of you. They're the ones that are in control, you know? Like, you've got to remember that when you're on the way, you've got to watch out for other people and you've got to make sure that you don't use them as speed bumps.
Yeah. Oh, that's really scary, Gab.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, but I'm okay. Absolutely fine. I just definitely did have a big cry, which I thought was quite odd. Like I was like being a full baby and had a big cry and then slept for 2 days. So still fine. But I've had these weird symptoms since, and Joel's right, but I don't think I do. I think it's a coincidence. I think I might also be coming up with like a virus or something, but yeah. I've had dizziness, headaches, and feeling nauseous.
At least you got your health, Gab.
Yeah.
Were you hanging out with Joel last weekend? He was sick as well.
I know. I definitely don't think I have post-concussion syndrome, but it is a weird coincidence that I feel like that after having a head injury. But I think it is just a virus. But I think it's definitely a lesson to kind of... I've been paying out old men for wearing helmets in the surf. So long, and now I might have come to the stage in my life where I need to wear a helmet.
It's actually always been a fear of mine, is again
wearing a helmet,
like knocked out in the water, like you pass out in the water, you're gonna drown, right?
Yeah,
like,
especially
if
no one else is around.
Totally. It's pretty scary. My dad's had a few incidents where he's burst his eardrum and was unconscious. And the way that people got him up is they just pulled, he like sunk to the bottom. They just kind of fished him up with his leg rope.
Oh, wow.
pulled him up. Yeah, and pulled him back to shore. It's definitely something that you wouldn't, I always say to my dad, actually, especially not to surf on your own, because you just never know what could happen, whether it's a health scare or a shark.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Timely reminder for everyone to stay safe and for co-host of shows like this to not leave us again.
Yeah. Are you surviving? It must be very cold in there without me.
Yeah.
It is. It's cold. It's actually quite dark. We've got the lights dimmed. It's romantic is
intimate,
what it is.
Intimate.
It's intimate.
Look, I'm pretty happy with the Matilda's victory, so I can definitely... cuddle up in bed and feel good about that, and excited about the next match.
Yeah, it's been a really good week of sport for Australia, and in particular women's sport, and we're definitely going to cover all that real soon.
Yeah, Gab, you've really just spoiled it. We haven't talked about it yet.
Well, I haven't spoiled it because everybody knows that they've won.
Yeah, we're actually going to talk about Ash Barty next, and that happened a week ago.
I wish you well without me. Obviously, it won't be the same, but...
No. But thank you for gracing us with your presence anyway.
And hopefully I will be back with a repaired brain next week. But who knows? Like, I'm going to go bloody see the doctor. So we don't know. Maybe I will have post-concussion syndrome. Maybe I'll never remember your faces again. Or your voices.
I'm the one with the sexy voice. Just remember that.
I'm the one with the sexy face.
Joel wins.
Thanks, Gab.
Thanks, Gab. Right, take care.
All right. Thanks, Bye. Gabby. Bye.
See ya.
There you go. Gabby Morris on the phone. That's all right. She can stay there if she wants to listen. So there.
She's here in spirit and on telephone line.
Yeah.
Which is nice. It makes us feel the show out a bit more because we might have been struggling otherwise.
I think we were going to. But now I'm worried we're going to go well over.
Oh, good.
So we should get into a bit of sport. Oh, no. You know what? Before I talk about sport, I wanted to do something. Did you know if you go onto 2SER.com right now, whenever you want, not even, you can do it in 10 minutes if you want, tomorrow, you jump on the website, it's really easy, and you can donate. You can donate to 2SER.
Oh my God, why would people donate to 2SER?
Well, don't ask me that question.
No, you're supposed to, this is like a conversation we're doing.
I'm not good at conversations.
No. You're supposed to say, because 2SER is a volunteer-run organization, radio station's been going for nearly 40 years, and we rely on people's donations, like yourselves, listening right now, to keep the show literally going. The show, the radio.
Yeah, the thing. Whole radio session.
Yes. 2SER.com/donate. And if you get in real quick before the end of the month, you can have a tax-deductible donation.
Exactly. What's coming up? June 30?
Yeah.
This is the perfect time.
Bring down that tax bill, baby.
Because, you know what? Someone did. Felicity. Yeah? Felicity is a listener to this show.
Oh, yeah.
The only listener.
No, don't say that.
And we thank her very much. But she's done just that. She's jumped online, donated, said she loved this show. I don't know why. Clearly, it was a spelling mistake.
That is lovely. Thank you, Felicity.
Felicity, thank you so much. You're the best.
Yeah. That's a very, very own round of applause.
Yeah.
Our studio audience.
I know. Only guests get round of applause, so that's really cool. All right. Anyway, thank you, Felicity. But if you want to jump on 2SER.com, do it. Yes. So, tennis. Ash Barty, you legend. What a hero.
Love this. Love this story so much.
She won, like I said, almost a week ago.
Yeah.
And I don't care that everyone's heard the story already. We're going to cover it as well because it's so great. She's so great.
Yes.
She's such a cool person. She's become Australia's first French Open champion in 46 years with a dominant 6-1, 6-3 win over Czech teenager. I'm going to try. Makeda, last name unpronounceable.
No.
I couldn't even get halfway.
Oh, that's all right. I can't remember either. But did you watch the game?
You know what? I didn't. And I hate myself.
No, it was on late. Because it went on after the men's semifinal, which was between Thiem and Djokovic.
Yeah.
So it was a five-setter. It went for ages. And, you know, it was quite a long game. And I thought it would start like at 11:30. It was like 12:30 before it kicked off. Hit off, whatever they call it in tennis. So, and it was, and the thing is, half the crowd left as well. So these people would have bought tickets to the men's semi, which came with, and then the women's final. Or maybe they bought tickets to the women's final and they got, I don't know how it worked. But half the crowd left. And the atmosphere in that stadium at Roland Garros was piss poor.
It really was.
Unbelievably piss poor.
It's and quite sad.
I only had the TV on really soft because it was like in the late and everyone was asleep. But I just... It was hard. Like, I was just so impressed with how she played and how she pumped herself up and just got through that game. But there was, the crowd was not even supporting her. Like, she would win points and you hear, like
not
that. You hear like a cough and a clap. And that was it. It was so pathetic. For a final of a Grand Slam, I tweeted out during, I just said, give it to someone else. Give the French Open to another country.
Yeah,
I just don't think they deserve it. And no one likes playing on clay anyway.
I mean, it is hard to take the French Open elsewhere.
No, take it to Canada? Tokyo Open or something. I don't know.
But Canada? Then it's called the French Open. That's what I'm saying.
No, but they just change it to another name.
I guess they could. I guess they could. Have they got clay elsewhere? Because that's the thing. You know, Ash is not known as a clay player.
No, last time she didn't like clay.
Last time she was there, she finished, I think, in the second round.
Yeah.
She bowed out.
But just watching her play, she just had such a great temperament. And this is a player that wasn't sure if she wanted to play tennis a couple of years ago. Went and played Big Bash for a season or two with the Heat. And now she's $1.2 million richer.
And world number two.
And, oh my gosh, two.
I think she's world number two.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So only Osaka, I think, is
number that's one. That's awesome. Well, that's going to seed her really well for Wimbledon, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Exactly.
She'll be up in the top seeds, which means she'll play the lowly players at the beginning and hopefully get through to the quarters or semis there. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, but like you said, she almost didn't want to do tennis anymore because I think tennis is such a lonely sport, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas cricket, a game like cricket, is a team sport, and she wanted that feeling of playing in a team.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she did it, and it was great at it.
Yeah,
and went, oh, I kind of want to go back to tennis.
Yeah.
And here she is.
Oh, to be multi-talented in sport.
I know.
Come on.
To be good at any sport. One sport would be fantastic.
Of course, we had another champion at the French Open.
That's right. Dylan Alcott was also successful.
His first ever French Open. I think the first time French Open ever had a
men's wheelchair quad singles final was the first time ever. Or just, you know.
So we won the first ever one.
That's right, yeah.
Legend.
He went up against Wagner. Now, Wagner,
he plays him every time.
Exactly. They're the two best in the world. And they're a team together, aren't they? Like,
I think they have teamed up, yeah.
Because I think they also won the doubles while they're together. So they know each other's game. Yeah. But
How pissed off would Wagner be that he's playing in the same era as Alcott?
I know.
It's like when Warney was there and Stuart McGill's here and all these two best spinners and McGill couldn't get a run because Warney was there.
Exactly. It's so true.
I love it.
It must be harsh.
Cool. Well done.
Yes, absolutely. Dylan Alcott, you're a legend. And the other winner was Nadal.
Again.
He's 12th.
12th?
12th French Open.
Yeah, it's just like by default every year.
It is. That's 12 French Opens. That's not Wimbledon. That's not including anything else.
Yeah.
I think I read he won 90. He's had 94 wins and only two losses in the French Open.
Oh, wow.
And that's incredible.
Yeah, okay. He's probably been gone for like 14 years. And he's only lost two times and won the other 12.
Let's talk soccer.
Oh, yeah. Or football if you come from another place.
Okay. Now, we're going to talk about the Matildas. They're in the World Cup at the moment. Obviously, this morning, great news. But I do want to go back to the other night when we played Italy.
Mm.
It was Saturday night. I know this. Sunday night, sorry. I know this. It was Sunday night.
Yes. It was a prime time, 9 o'clock game, SBS.
Yes.
Everyone was pumped to watch it.
So pumped.
Yeah.
And, like, not only that, I want to start with the good news because... they had the biggest audience of like between them. They had the World Cup on Fox, was the Cricket World Cup was going on Fox. They beat that.
Yep.
They beat all the NRL that was played on Sunday. So everyone was pumped. Like people really were into this, and it's fantastic. I love that people are getting into the Matildas. They lost 2-1 to Italy.
Minute of the game, minute and a half.
20 or so seconds
Unbelievable.
Left.
We were always expected to beat Italy. Italy are great in the men's, but in the women's, they haven't been as great. But Italy played amazingly well, and Australia just, I don't know, it was almost like stage fright or something.
Yeah, it almost felt that way. But in saying that, their games leading up to the World Cup weren't great either.
True.
They lost to the Netherlands, who they should never have lost to. Mm-hmm. They lost to America, but America, as we're going to talk about soon, are world number one for a reason. They're quite a good team.
Yeah.
So there was all this issue about the coach, and we talked about this last week, about how they sacked their coach about 5 months ago and now are regretting it. They said we shouldn't have done it. They apologized to him. It was all this stuff. And the new coach has them doing different things, like they defend a lot higher, whereas no one's really back now. So as soon as Italy got the ball, they were quite... I mean, they got in front of us a lot of times. It just happened that they were offside most of the times. Because I think they scored twice that were VARs and disallowed. So, yeah, I think it was twice.
We play this format as well. Like you say, the defense really high. And our defense was just... Second half just started leaking. They were getting in over and over again. I think we led in so many corners in that second half. And it just didn't look good. So I sort of expected that we're going to score, but just hoped we would cling on for a draw.
Yeah.
But it spurned us on, like, the Klingon. <Good luck. laughs> Joel doing the Klingon thing.
Long and prosper.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that maybe we needed that loss. You know, they always say sometimes you've got to lose to win, and maybe that loss is just what we needed because... Can we fast forward now?
Let me just quickly say, though, I think the last couple of World Cups we've been in, or at least the last couple of big tournaments like this we've been in, we actually have lost our first game and then gone on to do quite well.
There you go.
It's not that...
Okay, we've got form.
Not that bad, yes. However, versus Brazil this morning.
Which I did not expect to win.
No, of course not. Now, Brazil, we're ranked sixth in the world. I think Brazil are about fifth, maybe fourth.
Yeah, they're around
not 100%
top four.
Sure. They're higher than us.
Yeah.
They also have the best player in the world.
Marta.
And, I mean, you got up and watched it, but I'm just going to say, we came from behind. It was 2-0 down to win 3-2. Fantastic.
It was so good, man. And getting up in the middle of the night to watch a game at 2 a.m., which is a crappy time to watch sport.
Yes.
You're always in that danger spot where you don't want it to be a waste of time to get up in the middle of the night and watch a game.
Yes.
And at halftime, you know, I was just like, gosh, I don't know. I don't know how we're going to do this. Because with those two goals they scored against us really quick, and I was just like panicking. And I was like, what are they going to do? How are they going to turn this around? It was a weird game, and it had a bit of everything. Because it was like the first goal that Brazil got was because of a penalty that was down the other end, which we were calling for. No, it was a handball. That's right, a handball in the box. But we were calling for a penalty down the other end before that. It was just a weird sequence of events. I thought we got a penalty, and then all of a sudden they had a penalty. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And
then the second goal was, I think, just a spot kick, wasn't it? Marta.
Yes.
It was a penalty.
Marta got the penalty kick. Yeah. She didn't score the second goal.
Oh, okay.
They just got a pretty nice cross. It was actually a really good cross. It was a nice setup. It was showed what Brazil can do. So 2-0 up, they were pretty pumped. And then we just stepped up after that and really just gutsed it out. It was a bit of luck, I must say. Did you see the offside that wasn't called offside? That was actually an own goal.
The own goal, yeah. So that was the three. That was the third goal, right?
That was the luck. I mean, I think the decision was correct.
Yeah.
But before that goal, actually, sorry, there was a goal where it went past past Sam Kerr, who was up the front, and a kick like
Chloe Legazo.
Legazo just skimmed up. It didn't touch her, and the keeper, I just think, couldn't see the ball properly or thought it was going to be deflected or something.
Yeah.
And it just went straight past her.
It was awesome. And she's kicked it from about 4,000 miles away.
Yeah.
It was a massive. Great kick. Yeah. I love Chloe. I just want to, shout out to Chloe. If you want to listen to my Old New Borrowed Blue episode with Chloe Legazo,
Spruken.
You can find it online.
Of course.
You get iTunes or whatever you want to get.
You can find it on 2SER.com, perhaps.
On 2SER, yeah.
Yeah, good.
She's awesome.
So, that made it 2-all, right? That goal.
Yeah. And then the own goal.
And then I was at the point where a draw we could do, mm-hmm. okay, but we still weren't guaranteed to get to the finals with the draw. So, yeah, it was this own goal. Like, Sam Kerr was way offside. She went up to head it, but just didn't get anywhere near it. Didn't interfere with the play. And I don't know which Brazilian player did it, but knocked the ball into the past the keeper.
Yeah, no,
it took a while to be able to celebrate.
Yeah,
because of this VAR.
That's the whole
takes
VAR
forever.
Thing, right?
But no, it was awesome. It was such an exciting moment, and just clinging on. Clinging on, not clinging.
Live long and prosper. There was another match through the week. USEA. There's a new country. It's called USEA. USA versus Thailand.
Yeah, look, it was unfortunate. You always get this in every World Cup, men's, women's, probably other sports as well. You're going to get minnow teams, they call them. Ones that I haven't, sort of making up the numbers a little bit.
Yeah.
Poor Thailand.
Thailand
are
that team.
So bad for them. They were just outgunned completely. They're playing USA, the number one country in the world.
Yeah.
And Thailand, I think, are ranked at the bottom. They were the 5,000-1, outsiders or something.
They're actually ranked 34th in the world.
Yeah, but
so
there's only 32 teams in the competition.
Okay. So there's only 31 countries.
They're the lowest ranked team in the World Cup.
Fair enough.
And the keeper was tiny. Like, this is massive goal. She's protecting. It's the same size goal. Like,
it's the same size goal. I know.
And she looks so small in that goal. It's just like you could just tap it around. And the Thai players were so sad, and they were crying. And USA really were just like,
they got a lot of flack for it because they kept celebrating after every of their 13 goals just kept going. It was 3-0 at halftime, so 10 goals in that second half. Mm-hmm. Maybe after maybe 4 or 5 goals, you sort of just should tone it down, I think. Yeah. Be a little bit respectful. This is the country, like you're saying, they don't have what USA have. They don't have what we have or Brazil or these bigger countries. Mm. So, yeah, whatever.
Thai people are so nice, and I just felt
so
bad for them.
It is very sad.
But I guess someone's got to win, someone's got to lose.
That's right.
But, yeah.
Let's very, very, very quickly move on to cricket.
Australia, the World Cup of another kind.
The Australian men's, they lost to India. That was their first loss. It was 36-2. It was 36-run loss. Sorry.
But they scored 350-something runs.
5 for 352.
Yeah.
And we could only make 316.
I mean, remember the days when getting a 350-over match was like unheard of?
I know. And now it's just par for the course.
Yeah, it is amazing.
And then we played Pakistan just this morning. Was it last night?
Last night.
Yeah. Last night and this morning. And we got back. We won by 41 runs. Warner scored 107.
Warner?
Yeah.
Do you reckon I'll stop booing him eventually?
No, never going to happen. And actually, I did want to quickly mention that in the Indian match, did you notice that Virat Kohli, they were booing Steve Smith, and he like walked with his cricket bat in his hand and walked out to the crowd and said, no, stop, like clap him.
Yeah.
He deserves to be clapped.
I respect Kohli a little more after that.
A lot of respect for him. Yeah, it's changed.
Never been a massive fan of Kohli.
No, no one has.
And he plays hard, but he obviously realises, hey, you just can't,
he's just trying to be very
move
fair.
On. Yep.
And that's great. And very quickly in the basketball today, we the North.
Yeah,
Toronto
the
Raptors.
North. We have a Canadian world champion of basketball.
First time ever a Canadian team has won the NBA.
So great.
114 to 110 in game 6.
Oh, it was a stressful last quarter, man.
Last 18 seconds were incredible. Incredible. 111 to 110 with 18 seconds to go.
Yeah.
And Raptors lose the ball.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
I thought it was well done, but, it just takes one little mistake and all of a sudden it flips it over and it was crazy. But it could have been Curry scoring a two at the last, if he'd scored his basket at the end, they probably would have won.
Yeah.
But he clutch shot, and he missed it.
He went for a three-pointer and missed.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have to do this so quickly. I did a game for Gabby and T, but they're not here, so this is going to be really awkward. Hey, Gabby, you still there?
Yeah.
Oh!
You've been listening the whole time. I love it.
Okay.
I couldn't resist.
Okay, great. Well, you can.
I've been talking a few times thinking that I'm still in there, and I realised that you can't hear me.
Oh, we coded you down.
Sorry, I should have just kept you up the whole time. I didn't know. I thought you were having an MRI. These questions are for you then, Gab. You ready?
Yeah.
We don't have much time. How many teams in the NRL have a bird as their mascot?
Eagles.
How many?
Eagles.
Yeah, that's one.
The Roosters, three.
Well, you just said two.
Two.
There you go. I'll help you with your math. You really are.
I think she said seagulls, but they used to be seagulls. Seagulls, not anymore.
No, that was
long time ago.
Gold Coast, was it? Gold Coast seagulls. Yeah. Gabby, who calls McDonald Jones Stadium home?
What?
There's a stadium in Newcastle. It's called McDonald Jones Stadium in Newcastle. Which team calls it home?
Newcastle.
I don't know how you got that one.
Confused. You're making me feel more confused.
Okay. Well, I won't ask anymore because we're completely out of time.
Okay. Oh, it's so good to have you back on, Gab.
Yeah, Gab.
Encore. Back. I love that you tried talking to us.
I've just looked at my phone and you've been messaging. I'm so sorry. Well, do you want to say goodbye with us, Gabby?
Yep.
Okay, that's the end of the show. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.